The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I'm Lindsay Ward. He's Rock. We're back. Season 1, Episode 2 of Total Bellas. Yay.
Yay.
We're just as stoked as we were last week because, you know, we've got our interview with the Bellas still fueling us. If you haven't heard it, you know, I don't understand why you haven't because it's amazing. Where can they hear it, Rock?
They can hear it at Rec Radio Show on WildTalkRadio.com or YouTube.com/Rec Radio Show.
There you go. Go check it out. Our interview with the Bella Twins talking all about Total Bellas, but I have a feeling that drama is in the air for this episode.
The title of the episode is called Quickie Fix. Wonder what that means.
Yeah, and the description is Nikki Bella giving sex tips to Brie. This should be fun.
So I want to find out what those tips are, so let's go to break and come back and we can talk all about it.
All right, so you're listening to The Rack Extra, Total Bellas, and when we come back, Nikki Bella's sex tips.
Thursday nights, you need to experience The Rack. From wrestling news, discussions, and interviews with wrestling's biggest superstars, like Kane, Seth Rollins, Edge, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on RackRadioShow.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you. Well, I walked around the world to find my way back home.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra. Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we are back. Season 1, Episode 2 of Total Bellas. We're getting our recap of the uncomfortable dinner situation from last episode and just all the general shenanigans, sex talk, and kissing dogs, all that fun stuff that happened last week. With moving on to this week, we have the Kardashian staircase shot, and hey, we're at John Cena's house.
No, John and Nicole's house. Get it right.
It's John and Nicole's house.
Even though it's John's house.
It's, yeah.
They're recommending the Kama Sutra, but since they moved to John and Nicole's, they have not been intimate.
I can see why! The man threatened them with a gun! I mean, you know, that might be a little awkward. So, Brian doesn't want to be Nicole's bitch.
No, he'd rather be the chauffeur than the bitch. We're back to the quickies and how they're not having sex. Brian's very into the foreplay.
They're having this conversation right in front of him. He looks so emasculated right now.
He likes the smells and the sounds.
Why are they having this conversation in front of him?
I thought she wasn't supposed to eat with the neck brace. Now she put the neck brace on?
Or she's done eating.
She's done eating, okay. Is he savors his dessert?
He's being a dick and he's savoring his dessert. Bless you, Brian! Bless you!
We get in the car, we're driving away. They have to go to the tailor. To shoe repair.
They're getting beeped at.
They're apparently stuck in traffic of some sort. They're backseat driving him right now.
They're having issues right now. There's problems right now between Bree and Brian. There's some tension.
There's some sexual tension.
Maybe.
Or lack of sexual tension.
Wait, did Bree just put her seatbelt on?
Maybe.
That is not safe.
Now we're in the guest house. We're missing a spray of some sort.
Coconut oil spray.
So she can't do cardio, so she's on a very strict diet.
Well, it's no wonder they aren't having sex. Everybody's in their house.
Right? Oh my... Lauren Edison is doing the Elvis Presley lip.
Oh god.
Her parents were thinking of eloping. They want to elope and then go sit on a beach.
After they do it. Because, you know, people power.
The brother's like, wow, maybe you should hold on a minute and make sure it's right.
So the brother's very protective. You know, it's the mother's third marriage. It's got to be a little awkward for the Bellas because she's marrying somebody from work. That can get awkward if, you know, it doesn't work out. Basically, they don't want them to elope, which, you know, if they want to elope, let them.
Like they said, they're in their 50s. They can do whatever they want.
Well, it's like, why don't you do a destination wedding where it's like you go somewhere, you elope somewhere, your kids show up, celebrate the wedding with you, and then they leave. And you do whatever.
Wait, what are Bree and John doing?
He's teaching her how to drive a stick shift. Oh, God. So wait, is that all his property?
No. She's struggling working the shift and the clutch.
They do not get along with each other.
They don't get a lot of time with one another.
Yeah, but they don't get along with each other. She's doing better. They're driving through neighborhoods.
Like, we have a foot cam. They're having a good time. They had a very enjoyable experience working the shift and the clutch and all the driving and the stuff.
So now we're to the beach. Oh, wait, we're back to the house. We're transitioning.
This is a random transition setting.
Wait, how did his wife's sister get there?
Brian came with a new slogan, Bella's gonna boss. Brian's accepted that Bree's boss.
Yep, he's much more relaxed this episode. He's much more personable this episode.
So far, we're about 10 minutes in.
We're about 10 minutes in. They're more used to the arrangement now.
Yeah, this is past the first week.
Yeah.
Brian is not happy right now.
They keep comparing Brian to John. That is so not fair.
Oh, Brian's getting revenge on Bree.
He just asked her sister's sister?
Her sister's brother's sister. Someone related to the family somehow.
His brother's wife's sister to teach him how to swim.
Even though Bree offered.
Oh my, there's tension. Oh my. Oh my.
Okay, we know where they're headed in this episode.
Oh boy, that's gonna get interesting with the brother in the room. So, John is much more personable this episode. Yay! This is gonna be a really long season if he was constantly like he was in the first episode.
He's less of a dick.
Less of a dick. He's relaxed. I think he's used to everybody being around. He's more comfortable with everybody in the house.
Because it appears he doesn't stay there often.
Well, probably since the come to Jesus with him, he's realized maybe that he was being a dick a little bit, and it's like, hey, I need to lighten up some.
Right, and now he's already in full-on rehab mode now, so he probably is not around all the drama as he probably was the first week he was there.
No, probably not.
Because when they first moved there, I think he was only a month into rehab.
Yeah, now he's doing it like 8 hours a day.
If not more.
Yeah, so he's trying to push himself to get back. So it's like he's not really there, so he doesn't really have to see him much. Because, you know, it's like I was saying, Bree and John, they don't know each other. So I don't think they really liked each other. It might be better now, because I think they're so fundamentally different.
Oh, yeah, completely.
That it's like you can tell the way that they react to each other that it's kind of like, And I can see how maybe he wouldn't necessarily get along with her too much because of past interference, as we've seen on Total Divas.
Yeah.
And that could be entirely staged. Who knows?
Who knows? But it appears they're getting along this episode, which is good.
He's teaching her how to drive a stick, which is very nice of him because that's a pain in the butt to learn.
Brian is not happy that Bree did it because Brian was supposed to teach Bree, and now Brian's getting revenge by using the brother's sister's sister?
The brother's wife's sister.
Brother's wife's sister.
So basically her brother's sister-in-law.
Her brother's sister-in-law to teach him how to swim in revenge for Bree using John to teach her how to use a stick.
That sounds so wrong.
I know it does. But that's the situation that's going on right now. Just saying, that's where we're at. These are the facts, as Tyson Kidd would say.
They're hashtag fact.
Hashtag fact.
Get the sounder.
Get the sounder. It's there somewhere. So we're back at John and Nicole's in Tampa.
Does he have solar? I can't tell.
Probably. Brian can only doggy paddle and tread water. And here comes Bree, sauntering out.
Jesse's like, I'm gonna help! Because she's like right there.
Now, the brother and brother's sister-in-law gets into her swimsuit. He's becoming a better swimmer because he has a better teacher. Bree's doing pretty good.
They're competing.
And now Brian's mocking her swimming.
What the hell? Lexi, honey, stay out of this. Just stay the hell out of this.
Now we're comparing boob sizes. Lexi has bigger boobs than Bree.
Oh, we've gone there already.
Uh-huh. Brian's like, I'm going to practice the things Lexi's taught me every day.
He does have solar.
Oh my god, he's a master debater. John's rehab schedule is all day, every day. He sits in traffic to come home to the campfire.
Oh, that so sucks for you. I'm so sorry. I do that every day, except I don't have a campfire.
He's teaching the dog lessons. No less humping, no eating your crap.
That can't be healthy to be doing rehab like that. I mean, I guess it is, because he's doing it, but that doesn't seem like it's healthy.
Bree is not going to be chauffeuring Nikki around today.
So going to the hospital.
Things are looking well for Nikki.
So, on the upside, you know, Nikki's very grateful for her family to be there. They can help take care of her. They can drive her places. They can run her errands for her. But she gets good news on her neck, so yay!
That's a positive. Now we're back at the guest house. Now we're discussing the difference between quickie and making love.
Quickie's not making love. I'm sorry. A quickie is a quickie is a quickie. It's just...
You just put it in there, you're done.
You get in, you get out, you're good.
Bree's like, I need to get late. We're walking through the oh my god.
Don't light the flowers on fire.
So they love Brian and Bree like candles.
They have a glowing rock. Oh god, they have one of those tacky glowing rocks. Oh Jesus.
And then we lower the light.
Why would you put a candle that close to the bed? What if you knock it off? You could burn down the whole place.
Okay, then.
Alright.
We learned things.
Things I didn't necessarily want to learn, but we're learning things.
We're at the Downton Abbey dinner. Apparently, Cena and Nikki have a just emoji conversation. Now everyone's retreating. The men have retreated to the study. What are they doing? I have no idea. Oh, Laurinaitis needs advice. He wants to get a prenup.
Smart.
The brother is not into this at all.
And I get why, but the brother is not marrying on this level. Oh god.
You just saw what I saw.
Yes, I just saw what you saw.
Alright, let's get to the brother. We're gonna get to the other stuff later.
Yeah, we'll get to the other stuff as it develops, but okay, so we've been down this road before on Total Divas with prenups, and we've talked about this, where on the level that John Laurinaitis and Mama Bella are, a prenup is a smart idea. Because she's coming to the marriage with her assets, he's coming to the marriage with his assets. They're both in their 50s. They're both not looking to start over again after the marriage is ended. So it's more of a way of Laurinaitis protecting what's his and Mama Bella protecting what's hers. Where basically it's what's his is his and what's hers is hers, and neither can take from the other. That's what that is.
Right.
And that's probably what it's going to be, is it's not, oh, I'm going to screw her out of stuff if we divorce. It's, I'm covering my backside.
Let's keep her assets separate and go from there.
And it's like, I'm sure the mother, although I'm probably going to be wrong when we come back from the commercial break, would agree, being a business person, would understand the need for a prenup, would absolutely understand it. It's like, well, she comes into the relationship, you know, and she puts everything she has into it. That's great. But I'm pretty sure she doesn't want to lose her business due to divorce.
No, she probably doesn't.
I mean, when you're playing on this level, you should almost expect a prenup, especially from somebody like John Laurinaitis, who's very high up in WWE, made a lot of money in WWE. He doesn't want to lose it.
No, he doesn't want to lose what he's worked for, no.
No, and she doesn't either. I mean, I'm surprised she's not insisting on one.
And maybe she's thought about it, but we just haven't heard that side, so you just never know. Maybe it's something she wants to do as well. Maybe she'll bring it up to him, and then bingo bambo, everyone's on the same page, and the brother's like, aww.
Because again, the brother's seeing it from an emotional side. This is his mother.
Right. He's very protective.
He's trying to protect his mother. And he's not, I think he's going to fail to see that Laurinaitis is trying to protect her and himself.
Yeah.
More himself. But it's protection for Mama Bella, too. That's the thing. Because the flip side to that is you can put certain promises in from the divorce. But we'll get to that.
As we're back in the study, we're comparing this to a handgun. Cena brings up the house agreement. Cena's like, if it gets really awkward, just blame the conversation on me.
Yeah, because even Brian's like, talk to your lawyer about it.
Yeah.
Because I would not be surprised if he and Bree have, or don't have one.
We're at the guest house. Cameras are on. Brian has hair that is all messed up. Brian needs a nap. The only feeling you get for the quickie is in here. In the private region. He doesn't like focusing exclusively on his penis.
That is like the most non-guy thing I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. Wow. 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 I don't even know. Bree didn't enjoy the quickie.
Gee, I wonder why when you're used to having sex take an hour and it takes 15 minutes. Wonder why. Or less.
She missed the slowness.
You're used to what you're used to and you like what you like. Sex in the bathroom because you didn't want to remake the bed. Yes! Go, Bree!
They're like, Nikki's like, you gotta go take a shower now. Bree is not happy with the advice.
Ew. Brian!
Brian is very crotch heavy. Oh my god, John Cena is now walking into a situation where they're trying not to say he's had a quickie. And Nikki's like, they just finally did a quickie. And Cena didn't want to know, and Nikki says it anyhow. Brian's trying to be Finn.
He is trying to be Finn. And now he's with the dog. The dog's chasing him. We're discussing wedding details.
The brother's very concerned about the hurt. It sounds like JJ got burned.
Yeah, it does sound like he was burned. He is not happy about his mother remarrying. He's not okay with this.
No, he's not.
The girls are fine with it. He's not.
They're a little embarrassed that their mother's married three times. Be married three times.
Oh, yes, because no toenail polish is a crime.
In the John and Nicole house, it is.
Is it a rule?
Might be.
Oh, and now we're getting into it over the embarrassment. Now we're getting into it over the three marriages. Oh, my God. Is he seriously talking to his mother like that?
He is.
Oh, Jesus. My mother would smack the crap out of me if I said that to her.
He basically said her trend is that she gets divorced.
Oh, my God. I would never say that to my mother. Ever.
What about Jam? What? Wait, what?
What is going on?
What did we miss?
Okay, there's a gap. There is a gap somewhere.
Or they're just teasers for what's to come later in the show.
They're teasers to what's to come, but, you know, it's still...
Something's missing.
Something's missing. We are missing a gap, y'all. So, Brian does not like quickies. Bree does not like quickies.
Even though she thought she would like the quick.
Well, I can see why. I mean, when you're used to it taking an hour, and you hurry it up, it's not as enjoyable.
True.
And you know what? Honestly, if you're having that difficult of a time, having sex in the Cena household, go rent you a hotel room, go do it, and come back.
Tell the cameras to go bye-bye for an hour.
Yeah, they're trying to make a baby here, y'all.
These cameras are not helping. He's not a fan of the camera. Brian doesn't like the pressure of the camera.
Because I feel like it's, you know, if Nikki really needs to get somebody somewhere that bad, and, you know, the brother can't drive her, and Bree can't drive her, and, you know, John obviously can't, and Brian can't, and the mother can't, or John Laurinaitis can't. You know, if six people cannot drive her somewhere, she can call an Uber. But the odds are that when Bree and Brian decide, you know, hey, we want to go have sex, that one of those four people will still be available to drive her somewhere.
Probably, yes. Since at this point, Bree is still on the road.
Yes, since Bree is on the road. So Bree's not there all the time.
No, they only get 2 days to make baby love.
And Bree wants a baby, damn it.
Bree really wants a baby, damn it. So she needs all the baby loving she can get.
And if it takes an hour, it takes an hour. But yeah, so no more sex advice from Nicole. Apparently John Cena did not want to know. He found out anyway. We've been discussing prenups. This is a fun episode. And the brother is bitter. The brother is bitter.
The brother is extremely bitter.
Which, I can't speak to that because my parents never got divorced. They've been married for 40 years. So I don't understand divorce because I've never had to go through it. Like, I know friends whose parents have divorced and it's a horrible, awful thing. But in terms of being able to relate to that, even once, let alone twice, I can't fathom that. So I could understand why if he got close to the stepfather and then her mother and he divorced and the stepfather left, why the brother would be bitter.
So we're back.
We're still discussing the quickie. We're now talking about Dan O'Brien's boner. Cena is so uncomfortable right now. They all are.
Before Brian and Bree leave, Nikki needs to be spray tan. Because John likes when she's tanner, Bree's like, really? We're doing this? This is a thing? Oh, so okay. That's the jam. Okay.
So we're spray tanning Nicole. She has her own spray tan system.
Because John likes when she's tan.
She's beautiful skin. Why does she need to be dark? Not that there's anything wrong with it, but
she's just making up excuses at this point for them to be around her, because John's not around.
Pretty much.
Nikki thought because John got hurt, they would hang out more.
Nope.
John wants to get back to what he does.
John's number one focus is work. It is always work.
They're wearing shirts that says dog dad and dog mom. Nikki's excited for dinner with John. Nikki's over her calories at this point. She's at negative 127. She's gone over. John's disappointed that she lied. Cena's not happy that she lied. Since he can't do it, take her out to dinner, he wants to go do something productive.
You could go have a quickie.
Go have a quickie.
That seems to be the theme of the episode.
It is called Quickie Fix.
And he, like, storms off because he feels like he's been lied to. Uh-oh.
Oh, that, okay.
She found out.
That didn't go so well.
Trouble in Paradise.
The brother must have said something.
Or Laurinaitis said something.
Or Laurinaitis said something. Someone said something.
Somebody said something.
And it's not going well with the mother. She's not on board for the prenup.
Which kind of surprised... Well, we don't know if she's not. Like, I would be surprised.
Yeah.
Just because she's a business person, she's grown her own business, so she would understand the risks involved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, again, it's like, if they divorce, like I was saying earlier, she can have certain compensations already promised in the prenup, like for a number of years married, or if they do split, she gets X amount of dollars from him, and yada, 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 so on and so forth. And it's a way for her to ensure an easier settlement all the way around.
Right.
And as we come back from break, we see Cena storming off because he feels he's been lied to.
But he's like, go to John. Well, you're the one stopping yourself from eating.
Right? You want food? Go eat, honey.
Cena doesn't care about the calories. She just wants more time together. This is the first, you know, injury he's had when he's been with her. Major injury.
Major injury, yeah. So he says he's going to try and find a balance that, you know, he's before it's been rehab all day, every day. So he's going to try and balance so she can see him more. He doesn't care about the calories. He's much more giving. Is he getting soft?
He must be. And we're on to the next day. Random shots. Now we're at the performance center.
Hey, it's Lana!
Bree is working with Lana. She's preparing for the end. She won't worry about gear and makeup anymore. She'll miss wrestling, but she won't miss picking out gear.
Oh, Lana without her accent.
It's weird.
It's really weird. They invite Mama Belle in the ring. She's like, nope.
Nope. So they found a wedding ring that Laurinaitis and the mother. Oh, Bree's gonna bring this up.
Oh, Jesus.
So Bree's bringing up the prenup.
Bree, what are you doing? Bree, stop. Bree, no. She has every right to know, but you don't have every right to tell her. That's between her and him.
She's mad that he was talking to other people and not her about it.
He was trying to get advice.
The mother was like, I'm an easy person to have a conversation with, and Bree shook her hand, kinda.
Bree, why would you do that? Bree, no!
Bree's starting.
Bree's picking, man. She's starting trouble. We need to have a conversation. Hey, Total Divas commercial.
Hey.
This November. Hey.
November 16th, the all-new season. Renee Young looks so awkward in these promo shots.
She does. She really does, because she's not a diva.
She is totally not a diva. But
she's trying.
She's trying. She's definitely trying. That's for sure.
But, yeah, why would you... Okay, here's the thing. She has every right to know, but it could be he's waiting to tell her until he has all the facts and he makes the decision. Because from what it sounded like, he was exploring the option. He hadn't drafted the prenup yet. He was looking at the option of a prenup.
Yeah, he wanted to see what the lawyer had to say. Yeah.
So it's like he's trying to get the lawyer's advice before he brings it up to her.
Which is smart to do.
Which is smart to do, and it's he's asking Cena and Brian and the Sons advice in terms of what they think he should do, if he should talk to the lawyer, if he should just go ahead as is. Which is fair, to ask for advice.
Which is what you need to do.
I mean, it's not like he was sitting there bragging, saying, oh, I'm going to get a prenup, oh, I'm going to screw her out of everything. That's not even what he was doing. He was asking for advice. And somebody, especially Cena, can answer that, because he's been divorced. He's dealt with that.
Right.
He's had a prenup, so he understands how all that works. And it's something of, for Laurinaitis, it's like, well, this is what you should do kind of thing. Brie has no right to be like, oh, well, so yeah, he said this, this, and this, and this, and then, you know, just blow it all up. Because that's exactly what she did.
Yeah, she did. She blew it completely out there, and not even how what the intent was.
Yeah.
Like, he was just exploring his options and just talking about it in a safe environment.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm pretty sure Brian telling Brie was just Brian telling Brie without the intention of this happening. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, that was a quote-unquote private conversation where they were all in a room alone, and they made this decision to, you know, or Laurinaitis just brought it up.
Right.
And then they discussed it.
Oh, without question.
Brie, I am so disappointed, because she's not one to do that.
No, she's not, but she did.
But she did. We're at the campfire.
Brian's like, we put a tarp out on the grass and we roll ourselves up and wrestle. Cena's not all for it.
Oh, he's in trouble. He's like, wait, what?
What did I do? And now she didn't realize she was on speakerphone.
Oh my god, this is a mess!
Good job, Nikki. And she's like, maybe I guess Brie broke the news. He's kind of upset that Brie didn't keep a secret, but not so much.
He's like, I can live with this.
They're doing the breakup phone trick.
Wow. That's the face of a condemned man right there. And he just starts drinking. It's like, I'm in trouble. I mean, wow. Number one, you can tell when you're on speaker. Just FYI. You can totally tell when you're on speaker. Just felt I had to, you know, throw that out there. Awkward.
Yeah, it's one thing knowing you're on speaker, but then knowing you're on a group speakerphone with around a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, oh dear, because his face is like, oh crap.
Oh crap, it's like, oh crap, what did I do? What did I do?
What? Which way did he go?
Which way did he go?
Oh my god, we're awful people. But no, so Johnny's in trouble with Mama Bella.
Yeah.
JJ's not the least bit upset about this.
Nope.
He's completely fine with the fact that, you know, Johnny's in trouble.
He's totally cool with it.
He is completely cool with it.
And we're back from break. New fishes. And Laurinaitis is kind of screwed at the moment. The big dark cloud of darkness.
Oh, Brie is smirking. She's proud of herself.
She is. She's not upset about the prenup. It's more that he brought it up to the guys. He's talking about the benefits, the pros and cons. She's pissed about the conversation, not about the prenup, which we've said.
But he has every right to have the conversation.
Yeah, he's like, you know, am I allowed to talk with Bella with the family? You should be. And that is his family. Go God, John Cena and Dana Bryan are his family.
They're all good. Well, Johnny and Dana Bryan are now related. Think of that. John Laurinaitis and Dana Bryan are now related.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just seeking advice, and he's involving her family.
He's like, how do we rectify this? I'll have my lawyer talk to your lawyer, and said they just hot. And my brother's like, oh God, this doesn't work.
That was a setup.
You think?
Yeah.
You think he set it up?
No, he didn't set that up. That was something between the kids, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Probably between Brie and her brother. Because if you look at the way that they're reacting,
oh yeah,
Brie did that intentionally.
Now the brother's on the side of Laurinaitis. What the hell's going on? The brother's giving in now. Oh, jeez, wow. The brother said, Johnny's aces. Way to use the name.
Yay puns.
Mm-hmm. The mother asks, is she a dork? Yeah. She's cool for 50.
They're getting married on a yacht, and they're getting married in 3 weeks. We hope. We hope she's found the love of her life. We're crossing our fingers on this one. And Nikki spills the drink.
Well done.
Sammy! Okay, alright, so next week's gonna be fun. JJ wants a tryout at NXT. Oh, alrighty then. So, we have the kids not too happy about Mama Bella getting engaged, and now they're happy about it, at least two of the three. We learn that Dan O'Brien and Brie Bella can't do a quickie.
No, they can do a quickie, they just don't like it.
They can't do a quickie. They don't like to do quickies, therefore they can't. Nikki's been trying to invent new ways of keeping her family around so she's not lonely.
Which is very understandable, since you have a broken neck.
Well, it's understandable, but at the same time, why don't you just be honest about it and say, hey, you know, John's never here, I'm really lonely. will you come spend time with me?
That's the easy way to do it.
Instead of this whole grand, you know, lie, basically, of her going, oh yeah, you know, I need this and I need that and I need you to wait on me hand and foot. No, you know, John's never here. I'm stuck by myself. Can you guys come spend time with me so that way I'm not stuck here alone?
Right.
But we saw John Cena do something he rarely does, which is compromise.
Slightly,
and he's going to try and find time for Nikki and his busy rehab schedule. So there's that. I'm so proud of him. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
I say that's good.
All right. Well, we're done with episode 2 of season 1 of Total Babylons. On to episode 3. God, we're already halfway there. I can't believe it. We're already halfway there.
We are halfway there, but this is the reminder of go to youtube.com/rockradioshow or rockradioshow.com right now and listen to our interview with the Bella Twins,
where they tell us all about the show and fill us in on some of the details that are coming this season. But for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Bye.